Well, then, we can now return to my intended theme. That is why, during the whole of our voyage on this trans-spaceship, I have told you so much, and in this particular sequence, about the three brain beings breeding on the planet Earth. When I returned to our dear Caritas and was free from any other being duties, I voluntarily took upon myself the responsible guidance of your Asciano, or as your favorites would say, your education for the being of a responsible being. And as the given period of your existence was just the period when all these functions are harmonized, which engender in three brain beings that form of feeling and comprehension which in its totality actualizes in them what is called sane mentation, I decided on setting out on this journey in the spaceship Karnak to take advantage of this time to help you in such a way that the harmonizing of these functions of yours and the consecutive formation of your future active mentation dependent on them would proceed precisely in that order, the correctness of which I became convinced of with my whole presence during the process of my long personal existence. When I noticed at the beginning of our voyage that you were greatly interested in the three brain beings of the planet Earth, I decided, under the pretext of gratifying your interest, to tell you everything about them in such a way that the ego plasticon required for your future being associations would be crystallized in you without any admixture of doubt. For this, in almost all my tales, I have held strictly to the two following principles. The first, not to say anything as if it were my own personal opinion, in order that data necessary for your own convictions should not be crystallized in you in a ready-made form according to the opinions of another. And second, to relate to you in a definite order and intentional sequence all the events on that planet Earth connected with the arising and gradual increase among your favorites of the various inner and outer abnormalities in the process of their ordinary being existence, which, as a whole, have brought them to their present desolate and almost inescapable condition, in order that you should be able to marshal your own subjective reasoning concerning all the causes of these events solely on the basis of certain facts that I would tell you. I decided to do this so that many differently essenced egoplasticuri should be crystallized in corresponding localizations of your common presence for the needs of your future logical confrontation, and also that through active mentation there should proceed more intensively in you the proper elaboration of the sacred substances Abristodonis and Helcodonis required for coding and perfecting both your higher being parts. And now, my boy, so that what I am saying at this moment should be still more comprehensible to you, I find it necessary to repeat in another and more definite form what I've already mentioned many times concerning the difference between what are called knowledge and understanding in three brain beings. In order that this difference should stand out more closely, I shall again take as an example the ordinary reason of your favorites. If one compares what they call their conscious reason, which is completely fixed in contemporary beings there, with the reason of three-brained beings who breed on other planets of our great megalocosmos, then the former might be called the reason of knowing, and the latter the reason of understanding. The conscious reason of understanding, proper to three-brained beings in general, and which terrestrial beings of past epochs possessed, is something that blends with their common presence, and therefore every kind of information perceived with this reason becomes forever an inseparable part of themselves. All the information perceived with this reason and all the results obtained through being contemplation of the totality of information formerly perceived by the same reason, however much a being himself may change, and whatever changes may take place in his surroundings, will be forever a part of his essence. As for that reason which has become habitual for most of your contemporary favorites, and which I called the reason of knowing, every kind of new impression perceived through that reason, and likewise every kind of intentional or simply automatic result of former impressions, is only a temporary part of the being, and can appear in him only in certain circumstances and on condition the information it is based on, without fail, be, so to say, refreshed or repeated from time to time. Otherwise, these impressions change by themselves, or even entirely, so to say, evaporate from the common presence of these three-brained beings. Although, with respect to the sacred Triamazakamno, the process of the formation of these two kinds of being reason occurs in the same way. The factors determining the actualization of its three independently holy forces are different. In the formation of the reason of knowing, the affirming and denying factors are the formerly perceived contradictory impressions crystallized in any one of a being's three localizations, and only the new impressions received from outside serve, in this case, as the third factor. And in the reason of understanding, the first factor, that is, the holy affirming, consists of the newly perceived impression in whatever localization is, at the given moment, the center of gravity of functioning. The second, or wholly denying, consists of the corresponding data already present in another of the localizations. And the third factor consists of what are known as the being autocollectioners, or, as they are otherwise called, Hudzat Babogman, which is a word that means the results of perseveringly actualizing the striving to manifest one's own individuality. By the way, you might as well hear once more, even if you already know it, that the being autocholisteners are formed in all three localizations in the presence of three brain beings only from the results of the actualization of being Parktog duty. That is to say, thanks to those factors which, from the very first arising of three brain beings, were destined by our uni-being common father to be the means for self-perfecting. It is these autocholisteners in the common presence of three brain beings serving as the third holy force of the sacred Triamasikamno, which actualize the arising of the reason of understanding. It is only thanks to this third force in the process of the blending of newly perceived impressions of every kind that there are crystallized in a being on the basis of the sacred Triamasikamno data for the cognizance and understanding proper to that being alone. And it is only during these processes of the crystallization of data for consciousness in the presence of three brain beings that what is called Zerno-Fulnanian friction takes place, which gives rise in them to the formation of the sacred substance Abrustanis and Hulkdanis required for the coating and perfection of their higher parts. I must tell you here that only these newly perceived impressions, which are crystallized in this order, and which appear in beings as a result of conscious mentation, are deposited in the localizations of beings with the series of data corresponding to former similar impressions already fixed in them. On the other hand, new impressions crystallized in the other order, that is, through the reason of knowing, settle in the being localizations at random, quite without any kind of, so to say, classification. And all these new impressions settle into the series of those former impressions, which almost always have nothing in common with them. It is chiefly for this reason that in the presence of three brain beings who have only the reason of knowing, everything newly learned is deposited and remains forever simply as information, without any cognizance of it by the whole of their being. Thus, new data of all kinds, perceived and fixed in this way in beings having the reason of knowing, have no value or usefulness for the welfare of their own subsequent existence. Moreover, the length of time it takes for fixed impressions of this kind to decrystallize depends on the quantity and the quality of the impulses engendered in a given being. As regards the latter fact ensuing from the degenerated functioning of the reason of your contemporary favorites, I recall, by association, one very rarely used saying of our respected teacher, Mulla Nasruddin, which is expressed in the following words: as soon as anything is needed, it seems that it is filthy and eaten by mice. All of what your favorites call knowledge, which has been acquired in their common presence in this way, is subjective and has absolutely nothing in common with objective knowledge. Well then, my boy, in order that the mentioned Zerno-Fockelian friction should be aroused in your being and the crystallization of new perceptions should proceed for the reason of understanding, I already knowing very well what are called the laws of the fixing and unfixing of ideas in the localizations of beings, the details of which, by the way, I learned, thanks to your favorites, during my journey among them as a professional hypnotist, had in view, in recounting my tales, among many other principles regarding the correct perception of new information through outside guidance, always to adhere to one inflexible rule, so that the gradual broadening of what is called the quintessence of the information should proceed in you in the entire absence of the being impulses of indignation, offense, vexation, and so forth. Regarding the sequence in which I gave you my information and its effects on your essence understanding, I must tell you that if, from the moment I first noticed your interest in the three brain beings arising on the planet Earth, I had given you only my personal convictions about each of the events and the opinions fixed in me about them in the course of my observations, and not given until afterwards the abundant and many-sided totality of information, then all these facts would have been taken in by you without your own being logical confrontation, and the data thus crystallized would have settled in your corresponding localizations simply as information, without any genuine being understanding. That is why I recounted my tales about the three-brained beings who breed on the planet Earth in such a way that there should be, crystallized in the corresponding localizations of your common presence, many different kinds of data for your future being associations concerning all the totalities or branches of objective knowledge, and that the process of zero Fortkanenian friction should take place intensively in your common presence to bring about the result I have just witnessed in the way you answered my questions. Why are you weeping?